This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 9th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices concerning new U.S. and international health agency warnings and actions regarding the expanding spread of the Ebola virus. This week has seen reports of suspected or confirmed cases in the Philippines, Benin, Saudi Arabia, India, Morocco, and Mexico. The government of Nigeria has declared a national state of emergency, as has the government of Liberia, due to the rapid spread and rising death toll from the virus. According to the World Health Organization, 68 new cases were formally reported between August 5th and 6th, as well as 29 new deaths. This brings a total to 1,779 confirmed cases, as well as 961 deaths. And these are just the reported numbers. During testimony this week before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ken Isaacs, Vice President of Program and Government Relations for the relief group Samaritan's Purse, indicated his organization's experts state the official epidemic case numbers from the World Health Organization represent only 25% to 50% of the true numbers. On Monday, the Centers for Disease Control issued new guidance to airlines regarding the Ebola virus, the handling of passengers displaying symptoms, and guidance for flight crews, cleaning, and cargo personnel. Be advised that there is an increasing likelihood that if you display flu-like symptoms, such as fever or chills, even if you have not traveled to West Africa or knowingly been in the presence of anyone who has, you may be prevented from boarding an aircraft. On Tuesday, it was announced that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel had established an internal Ebola task force to most effectively support overarching U.S. government and international efforts to prevent further transmission of the virus. On Wednesday, the Centers for Disease Control raised its response to the expanding Ebola outbreak to a level 1 status, their highest level of mobilization, which is reserved for the most serious public health emergencies. The agency says the move was appropriate considering the outbreak's potential to affect many lives. On Thursday, the U.S. Embassy in Monrovia, Liberia began evacuating family members due to the grave situation in the country, which includes a literal shutdown of two major hospitals after numerous medical workers became infected and died. In late this week, World Health Organization Director Dr. Margaret Chan announced that the agency has declared the Ebola outbreak a global health emergency, stating that countries affected by the deadly virus, quote, simply do not have the capacity to manage an outbreak of this size and complexity. Since the release of reports of a case of Ebola in Mexico City, the government of Mexico has been pushing back hard. We caution listeners that given the chaotic border situation, the complicity of the Mexican government in allowing and even facilitating the ongoing flow of individuals from around the world through their country and to the border relatively unchallenged, as well as the clear desire of federal and state officials on this side of the border to facilitate the same, it would be expected that there would be an outpouring of effort to squash any notion of Ebola in Mexico. Additionally, we would like to call to listeners' attention the strong potential in the coming days and weeks for Ebola cases to start appearing in China. Unknown to most Americans, the Chinese government and industry have been making massive investments in West Africa in order to gain access to the natural resources so desperately needed back home. As a result, hundreds of thousands of Chinese nationals live in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Nigeria, and elsewhere in the region. Anyone taking a casual stroll down UN Drive through the heart of Monrovia will be amazed at the number of Chinese language signs on stores, hotels, and office buildings. And as with all other expat groups, Chinese nationals are also in the process of closing up businesses and fleeing the region. Similarly, the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou is home to a large population of nationals from a number of West African countries. Chinese media outlets report that more than 1,000 individuals per day arrive in Guangzhou's international airport from West Africa. The concern about Ebola's spread into China is so great that health authorities have set up machines to test passengers' body temperature upon arrival. Those measuring above 99.5 degrees are required to have his or her blood tested. Given that the virus has an incubation period of up to 21 days, it appears to be only a matter of time before cases start showing up. As Alert USA has reported since the beginning of the outbreak, given the globally interconnected nature of the commercial airline system, there is a high risk of sick individuals eventually making their way to the U.S. This week, in testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden clearly stated that Ebola's spread to America was quote-unquote inevitable. Alert USA strongly recommends that airline travelers, including domestic passengers, become hypersensitive about their proximity to those visibly ill during your trips. While health authorities stress that Ebola is not airborne, a fact they choose to dance around is that it is transmissible, as with most other contagions, via airborne saliva particles such as those released via coughs and sneezes. Given that plane loads of individuals arrive hourly from impacted international locations, only then to diffuse into the domestic airline network, your increased polite vigilance can only be a benefit to your overall safety. Finally, Alert USA has established an Ebola preparedness site offering clear, well-sourced information on the virus, government actions to mitigate the spread, as well as some sensible preparedness suggestions for you and your family to consider. You can find this resource at www.ebolaready.com. You can also find links to this and other resources, including additional information pertaining to the high points covered in this report in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments with the spread of this virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of major changes in its spread to different regions, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other major changes in the overall threat environment which may impact you as events warrant. In a brief Ukraine update, this week NATO is warning that Russia may use the pretext of a humanitarian crisis to invade Ukraine. As reported last week, Russia has amassed approximately 20,000 combat-ready troops near the eastern and southern borders of Ukraine. According to NATO spokesperson Oana Lungescu, quote, "The latest Russian military buildup further escalates the situation and undermines efforts aimed at finding a diplomatic solution to the crisis. This is a dangerous situation. We're not going to guess what's on Russia's mind, but we can see what Russia is doing on the ground, and that is of great concern." On Wednesday, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel bluntly stated that the threat of a Russian incursion is a reality. Quote, "When you see the buildup of these troops, the sophistication and training of these troops, the heavy military equipment that's being put on the border, of course it's a reality and it's a possibility." Moving next to the Middle East, on Thursday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that President Obama was expected to announce renewed military efforts in Iraq, which would include airstrikes and humanitarian relief missions. Early Friday, Pentagon spokesman Admiral John Kirby confirmed airstrikes had targeted Islamic State artillery positions which had been used against Kurdish forces defending the northern city of Erbil. It is interesting to note that these renewed bombing missions make Barack Obama the fourth U.S. president in a row to launch military efforts in the country. Listeners should not be deceived by administration claims of these renewed engagements being limited in scope. Far too much hangs in the balance to allow the Islamic State to progress unhindered across the region. Since the initial launch of their offensive earlier this year, they have continued to make larger territorial gains across Syria, Iraq, and now even Lebanon. Their successes on the battlefield, combined with slick public relations and recruiting campaigns across the region and on the internet, have helped swell their ranks, drawing in new fighters from across the globe, including from here in the U.S. As Islamic State leaders have publicly professed a desire to quote-unquote sack the holy city, the government of Saudi Arabia has deployed thousands of troops along their 500-mile-long common border with Iraq and have even imported a sizable force from such nations as Pakistan and Egypt to help fortify their defenses. And in a telltale sign of things to come, there are reports that pro-Islamic State graffiti and leaflets have already begun appearing around the kingdom. Given the existing political instability in Saudi Arabia, it would seem only a matter of time before the House of Saud is seriously challenged. Which leads us now to Syria. It is already well known that following the rout of Iraqi forces earlier this year, Islamic State militants spirited vast supplies of armaments back into their strongholds across the Syrian frontier. Given these supplies can be transported back into Iraq at will, there is a high likelihood that we will soon see U.S. bombing missions being carried out in Syria as well. As a final note on this story, we would like to remind listeners that on multiple occasions over the past several months, Alert USA has reported on the threat Islamic militants pose to the U.S. homeland, with hundreds of U.S. and European Muslims now engaged in fighting on the battlefield in Iraq and Syria. Government agencies across the defense, intelligence, and national security sectors have repeatedly warned that it is only a matter of time before dramatic terror attacks begin taking place here in the U.S. The militants themselves have repeatedly warned of such strikes and will no doubt be highly motivated to hit back following the setbacks they'll experience as a result of U.S. airstrikes. Given that citizens of the European Union can undertake visa-free travel to the U.S. as easily as slipping into a taxi cab, or the ease with which individuals can now enter the U.S. almost completely unhindered by coming across the border with Mexico, we again urge listeners not to become complacent when in large crowds, using public transportation, or in any of the myriad of so-called soft targets favorited by jihadists worldwide. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments in the Middle East, as well as the terror threat facing the country, and will immediately notify service subscribers of new alerts and warnings by government agencies or changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to a new travel warning for Liberia due to the raging Ebola outbreak and an updated travel warning for Cameroon, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 other locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, you are advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 9th, 2014.